When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The following is a presentation of the Premier Dance Network.
I'm James, and this is The Stage Right Side with James Whiteside, where we'll dive deep into the dark world of dance and come up on the bright side. Oh, that's terrible. I'm here, I'm there. I'm everywhere. My name is James Whiteside, and this is The Stage Right Side. Already getting mad jokes up in here. So I am live from my dressing room at the Metropolitan Opera House, but I'm sort of lying because my dressing room was a little noisy last time because it's on the street side with James Whiteside. So I moved into Roberto Bolle's dressing room because... he has no windows, bless his soul. He's like in the dungeon. But it's quieter and, you know, like, whatever. So it's week two at the Met, and ABT is really just living. We premiered a new ballet this week by Alexei Rotmansky. I don't know if you've heard of her. She's really major. And it's based on Plato's Symposium, and it's choreographed to... Leonard Bernstein's, what's it called? Serenade After Plato's Symposium, go figure. It's a really long title, so I've just been calling it Symposium, because why not? But people seem to be enjoying it, and I have really enjoyed dancing it, kicking my hooves about. Interesting story, actually. I asked him when we first started working together on it, I was like, so which one am I, you know, which dude am I talking about love? And he wouldn't tell me. And he said, Jim. He calls me Jim, which is hysterical. And I don't know where that came from. I never told him to call me Jim. No one has ever called me Jim all this time that I've been, you know, alive. And so he says, Jim, we will color it later. And I'm like, color it. Okay. Get your Crayolas out, girls. So I've learned more and more about my... I guess, character in the ballet, and to me, it seems like I'm making fun of everybody else's interpretations and waxings on about love, and I'm sort of like the Dana Scully of the bunch, like trying to debunk the X-Files, and it's really fun because I come out and I just like smize at people and just make fun of them with my like pas de bourrées and rondejams, which is so... like perfect for me. I love it. It's really rude. So yeah, that's been happening this week. We're also doing the Shostakovich trilogy, which is like feelings.net. There's the one I do is I play Shostakovich himself, and it's like the story of his life and his lovers and his dealings with the Communist Party, like in Soviet Russia, and oh, his dark. It is D-A-R-K. Dark, dark, dark. So that's really nice. It's been fun to, you know, like, have feelings. But this is episode 5 of The Stage Right Side, and my guests this week are fashion and costume designers Reed Bartlemy and Harriet Jung of Reed and Harriet Designs. And they are, you know, incredibly prolific at this point with their costume designs. They've worked with New York City Ballet, American Ballet Theater... and I'll let you tell more because I don't really know that much. So pardon my ignorance. But I've actually known Reed since, I don't know, maybe 2006 or something, when he designed a costume for me for a ballet by Avichai Scher for Guggenheim's Works in Process. Museums and art and, you know, like, fashion. It's just so highbrow. So I'd like you guys to introduce yourselves and just say where you're from and, you know, that jazz. Harriet?
All that jazz. Okay. I'm Harriet Jung.
Work.
Born in South Korea, raised in Southern California, and now I'm in Brooklyn, New York. And now I'm here on the right side.
The stage right side. I'm yours. Stage right.
And I'm Reed Bartlemy, and I'm from New York, and I live in New York. And here we are.
Say crack again.
Crack?
You know, from Mean Girls, he's like,
no.
And then the other girl's like, say crack again. He's like, crack. If you haven't seen Mean Girls, that's
Earth
101.
Crack.
Yeah, you have to see it again. Not like, you know, one of the famous ones. Like, it's not like You Go Glen Coco or whatever.
Still, I don't know what that is.
You're exhausting.
I have a terrible memory.
Okay, cool. So, I want to know about your first, what is that?
It's like a pointe shoe nail.
There's a nail
like
on the floor.
Pointe shoe nail.
Oh, they're so crazy looking. They literally look like medieval torture devices. Yeah.
They're like tiny little
Chinese.
They're tiny, tiny little train spikes.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Mm, steak. I digress. So, can you just explain to me why and how you got into costume design? And like, I doubt that's what you were going for, right? You just like have friends in high places or what?
Mm-hmm. Combo
that sounds that. Like, I didn't mean to sound like a
No, we get it.
Bitch, no.
Nepotism is hard at work in our profession.
Yeah.
I was a dancer for some time, and then...
So who did you dance with?
I started out as like a professional division student at PMB, where sometimes you dance with the company, this and that, until they're like, please leave. And then, and then I danced with Ballet Met in Columbus, where I met Melissa.
Oh my gosh.
Which is actually how I know you.
Is that where we first met?
Yeah, I think Melissa introduced us.
Okay, so Melissa Hoag and I were principals in Boston before I joined ABT, and now she is a principal in Oslo with Norwegian National Ballet, because that's where Oslo is, in Norway, for those of you who don't have a globe.
So she probably won't make it to the stage right side.
I would love to. Maybe I'll have a phone interview. I wish I could have a phone interview with, like, Melissa circa 2005. That would be amaz.
Just, like, out for blood.
Yeah, out for blood. She's married and, like, just, like, nailing it in Oslo, so it's just different.
Yeah.
But also awesome. Yeah. Okay. You, wait, did you, you after
remember.
You finished, you danced for Lara as well.
Okay, wait, wait. So I danced for Ballet Met, then I went to Alberta Ballet for 3 years.
Yeah,
the Alberta Ballet for 3 years in Calgary, and then I moved back to New York to dance for Shenwei.
There it is.
Yep, that was a couple of years, and then Lara Lubavitch for a few years, and a bunch of people in between, like Mr. Jacques Fervert.
Jacques Fervert, who's going to be a guest later. And you did this dance that I saw that made me laugh so hard, and it was called What's a Horse or something, right?
What a horse.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I saw it.
Did you love it? I love that
I
one.
I mean...
You know.
No. I loved that I saw it. You know, like, I didn't love it.
I get it.
You made me laugh, which was helpful.
I'm glad.
Like, you stamped your stompers around.
That was a Gwen Welliver dance. Shout out, Gwen.
Hey, Gwen. Hey. And I saw it at... Where was that theater?
La Mama.
Oh, La Mama, downtown diva. La Mama. Okay, Harriet, a little backstory.
Backstory.
Training, what have you.
So, I didn't dance like you guys.
She did, though.
But...
Is she lying to me?
I did. As a child, I was deep into the Korean folk dance in my town.
What does that even look like?
It's like...
Dresses.
Dresses, glitter, fans with feathers, knives that I swung around.
Amazing.
I also had, like, baskets. Like, I would do, like, you know...
You, like, put it in, take it out. Put it in, take it out.
Yeah. A lot of that stuff.
Baskets.
And then I...
How village life.
I know.
provincial Korean village life is what I did.
Like, sprinkle kimchi on people yes. from your basket.
Oh my god, you guys, I also did a thing where I would like tap on a log. Like I would be kneeling and like tapping on a log in like full, colorful, sequined Korean
A-line Korean dress with a bow right under the
bow right here.
Oh my god.
Right under
yeah.
the bust. But then more dancing.
Dance is for everyone, really.
Yeah, it really is. And then I got into an arts high school for visual arts.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, painting, sculpture, photography, all of that stuff. And then I went to Berkeley for molecular and cell biology in California.
Different.
For you East Coasters.
She was the valedictorian of her high school class.
I was like...
So she's just smarter than all of us.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
That's why I have her.
I was okay.
You need her.
Yes. Because I remember nothing.
You don't need to. It's the internet. We
it's
have the
true.
Internet now.
Goof.
It's true. Yeah. And then at Berkeley, I was in a hip-hop dance group.
I live. You are just interesting.
You know, like doing that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Fist pumping shit.
Crumping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Crumple stilt skin.
And then after that, I didn't want to be a doctor. I didn't want to be a scientist. I didn't want to do research. And then I decided, you know what? Clothes, art, all that stuff has always been really important and more interesting. And so I decided I'm going to apply to FIT, and then I got in, and I said, I'm moving. And then I moved, and then I met Reed.
Lo and behold, we were
class.
In the same class.
See, it was destiny.
Yes, Jenya.
It was Jenya.
Jenya, is it time for ice cream cake?
It's time for ice cream cake. Okay. So it's ABT soloist Jeffrey Cirio's birthday today. He's a quarter century old, and what? I made him an ice cream cake. So we're going to go like
so
eat
nice.
That now.
25.
So it's time for a commercial break brought to you by Summer's Eve. Welcome back to the stage right side. The ice cream cake was fabulous, so I'd like to thank Summer's Eve for the ice cream cake. So, okay, can you just tell me, like, something interesting? Like, what happened? Anything good? Like, tell me a nightmare story about a costume fitting or something.
God.
Like, something fun. I'm sick of all the credentials, what have you.
Mm. Okay. But we won't be able to say names.
That's fine. It's not fine.
What?
You know the one. I see the hand gesture.
You know the one.
The worst case scenarios are always when somebody
hates it.
Yeah. I mean, you never want that.
Yeah.
It's like that's the worst case. But
do you feel like you've gotten, I don't want to say gotten used to it, but like you've just like, it's more of a I don't care that you hate it sort of thing? Or.
Yes.
I mean, we care that they hate it, but it doesn't make us hate it. We generally will stand up for our work.
Yeah.
It never happens that we make it and we're kind of like, oh, that's not good. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, that's not good. Usually it's like, even if we think it's not that great, the client is like, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's been one or two times when you've produced the thing. And with, like, a lot of thought and care, and then the client is like, oh, no, like, this has to change. This is not right.
Mm-hmm.
And the ultimate nightmare is when they take it upon themselves to change it behind your back.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, my God, the ice.
It's truly.
That is frigid.
I know. And it almost never, ever, ever happens.
Yeah.
And then it happened.
Does. Yeah. Ooh, barf. Barf, barf.
Blood boils.
Yeah.
It's those times when Harriet will fully just, like, lose her mind.
Shut down.
Shut down, like,
she'll
tearing your hair
really,
out.
Really, really icy, and usually she's quiet, and then suddenly she'll just, like, unleash the wrath.
I
yeah, it's really good.
She's, like, beating on the log, like, nature.
She gets out her Korean dance
knives. My
knives.
The yeah. knives.
And then I start swinging them around.
Yeah.
Wield, queen, wield.
Yeah.
Okay, do you have, like, a favorite piece that you've made?
Mm.
I mean, I have some of my favorites that you guys have done.
Aww.
My favorite thing, I think, was the, like, tulle jumpsuit.
Oh, yeah, Doug Verone.
What was
Doug
that?
Verone,
Doug Verone.
The beekeeper suits,
yeah.
kind of, yes.
I thought
yeah.
those were genius.
We had a lot of fun doing that.
Yeah.
I also enjoyed the poppy rompers.
poppy. They're like, oh, right, that bird I wore.
Yeah, those are just adorable. Yeah. Like,
thank you. The one problem with the beekeeper suits is they were so wonderful, but they rip.
Yes.
Because when you slide on your knees,
when you do modern dance,
you get a hole.
Downtown Julie Brown.
Yeah.
But it was one of those situations where we believed in the look so much, mm-hmm. and the idea that we were kind of like, you know what? We'll deal with that.
Yeah.
We'll deal with the holes.
Yeah. So have they been doing this piece often, and you have to, like, repair mm-hmm. them all the time? Mm-hmm. Okay, that's
We
fun.
Help them, yeah.
We've reinforced the knees now with, like, quilting, etc.
Bounty.
So, yeah.
The quicker.
Yes.
What is it? Bounty.
The quicker picker-upper.
The quicker picker-upper.
Yep.
Bounty! I can sing. So I've worn a bajillion of your outfits at this point, right? I wore the neoprene dance costume
long ago,
from 1903.
That Harry and I hand painted.
They were pretty. I liked that.
Thank you. In your apartment. This is when we were working out of Reed's apartment.
The olden days.
I live. That is so like college and amazing. That is so ramen.
Yeah, it was.
And then I wore the costume for Pontus Jarlsberg cheese.
Yes.
Johann?
Lisberg? Pontus Carl. Wait.
Oh, that's his Instagram handle.
Johann Carl
Lidberg.
Okay. Lidbody.
See, this is the problem with the internet, is people don't have real names anymore, and it's like a real AOL screen name nightmare. Okay, tell me your first AOL screen names.
I never had that.
You are
too
so,
old.
Like, from before.
Mine was Lil, like L-I-L.
Natch.
X. Satang, which is so terrible. I'm a stripper. Like, it's a stripper name. Satang is candy in Korean.
Wow.
Uh-huh. But here's the best
Little
part.
Little X candy.
Yeah. But I was a child. Like, I didn't really get it. I was like, that's cute. But it's spelled, I spelled it S-A-T-A-N-G.
Like Satan?
People thought Little X Satan.
Oh.
Satan.
I was Little actually X thinking Satan. Of that meat
like
supplement.
Like G for girl or something?
I don't know. But
meat supplement.
Quite embarrassing.
Satan. S-E-I-T-A-N.
Oh, Satan. The vegan meat.
I don't know what that is.
It's just like chewy nothingness. It's
that eat you up, can, kids. Yeah. Health, what have you.
James, what was yours? Was it as embarrassing as mine?
Okay, my first one was Funky Monkey 27. and the monkey was spelled like funky. So it was F-U-N-K-Y-M-U-N-K-Y.
Monkey.
It was German.
With an umlaut.
Funky Monkey. Monkey.
And then I had a secret one that I used for like chat rooms and things because I was
like,
a wayward soul. Time. Yeah, and it was Red Knight 7.
That was K-N-I-G-H-T. Your undercover.
Yep, knight. Like I was a freaking like knight of the round table. Yeah,
for like masturbation purposes. Yeah.
Oh, totally. Like total like bad kid 101. Kids,
Red
if you're
Knight
listening,
7.
Do that.
I've never been to a chat room.
Oh like, my god,
I'm
they were hysterical.
ASL. Age, sex, location. Remember that?
No, I don't. Apparently, you do.
Aren't you two the same age?
I'm 31.
I'm 31.
Yeah.
You are. What's your birthday?
February 26, 1985.
Don't do this.
Pisces.
I thought you were going to, like, do your social security
number. Do your social
number.
Security. We can scan your passport and upload it to the website, which we don't have.
It's all on Facebook anyway.
Yeah, it's all, the internet is forever, and we're all doomed, so enjoy that.
Oh, my God.
Wait, how did we get here?
I don't know, but I just watched this documentary last night called...
See, wait, hold on. This is Reed 101 here. Like, Reed has the ability to just get real verbose on a like, movie or a TV show recommendation. It is such a trait. Go on.
So I watched the new Michael Moore documentary called Where to Invade Next, and in my imagination it was going to be about, like, all the places we bombed unnecessarily and just, like, then give lists, but... Actually, it was Michael Moore going to all these like very civilized European countries and invading their like healthcare system or invading their education system and basically finding out why everything functions so much better over there. Mm-hmm. It was really I like cried a few times because I was so sad about
Earth.
Well, mostly this part of the Earth.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait, so what Were there any revelations or I don't understand?
Okay, for example, like in Italy, everybody gets 8 weeks paid vacation, but somehow they're as productive a country. Mm-hmm. And in Norway, the prison system is like going away to summer camp, essentially. Like everyone has a key to their own room. You can walk around outside. It's just like...
humane.
It's humane.
Yeah.
Ugh. And then in Finland, they have the best education in the world because the kids go to school the least amount of hours and have no homework. And they have, like, the best test scores in the world. In Iceland, they have, like, equal women's rights. Like, at least 40% of every board of every big institution has to be female or male. Like, you can't be more than 60% of either sex.
Either sex. Mm. Oh,
so it's just
so
fair. Well. And during the whole banking crisis, like, Iceland was the first country to get out of it because, like, the only bank there that remained during the crisis was an all-female-run bank. And, like, all the men running the banks in Iceland were...
failed.
They were prosecuted and sent to prison, like, all of them, which, like, does not happen here. And the amazing thing is, in the end, all those people in all those countries were like, well, the things that we do here are concepts that were developed in America.
Ugh, we really just ruined everything.
We though, sure
didn't
did. We like figured it out and then ruined it.
We got so serious. And everyone was like, "Oh, we're so important because we're Americans." Mm-hmm. And then the hustle took us over, and we got played.
Truly.
What are we doing? Are we doing anything good for the world? Yeah. I do dances.
I know.
I like doing dances, though, so I'm going to keep doing it.
What does America do?
What do we do?
I think it inspires people to, like, you know, do their own thing, to, like, be queer, to, like, be whatever. I don't know. Is that true?
I don't know.
In
I
a
feel
way.
Very inspired to be queer.
But I think that's because in other countries, like, to be... other is not as big a deal as it is here because we have so much hate in this country.
Yeah. I don't know. There's plenty of hate in other countries, too.
So true. But at any rate, I don't really know what I'm talking about because, like, politics are, like, not it's my thing. But I did watch a documentary.
I'm an expert now. I watched a documentary.
I watched Michael Moore, and I'm ready to go. Debates, anyone?
I can make a really good egg sandwich.
Oh, delicious.
Right?
Yeah. To me, nothing sounds grosser.
Really?
An egg sandwich?
Yeah, like a sausage, egg, and cheese, a bacon, egg, and cheese.
Oh, like a breakfast. That sounds delicious. Yeah. I thought you meant like mayonnaise, chopped up hard-boiled eggs.
I was thinking of an egg salad sandwich. I was like, yum, 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 yum.
Michael Alec sandwich. Kids, Google Michael Alec. You won't be sorry. Party Monster, you know. Have you read the book?
No.
Oh, so good.
All right.
So good.
The guy who gets the makeovers on line was in the movie?
No, it was his life.
What?
He was Michael's best friend.
Name?
James St. James.
James St. James.
Also, watch Jane Transformations with James St. James. Put it into YouTube and you won't be sorry.
Watch the milk one first.
Yes. P.S. I have a boyfriend. His name is Dan Donegan, and he's a really fantastic drag queen that goes by the name of Milk. And he was on that show, RuPaul's Drag Race, and I believe it was season 6. And he didn't win. But
he didn't.
He's good, though.
He left too soon.
You know, yes.
He's too good. He's too conceptual.
Yeah. Well, you know, now it's okay to be conceptual on that show, so that's cool.
I know. He paved the way.
Pave, queen. Pave. Social worker.
He is still paving day by day. By day by day.
Nice. So, can we get back to costumes? Like, what is happening?
Boring. We're paving the way in that, you know, field.
So you guys are working on a City Ballet collaboration right now, yeah?
Yes.
Have you guys heard of New York City Ballet? Giggle. What's the piece? What's the tea?
The piece is... yet another Justin Peck dance. This one is called Scherzo Fantastique. Actually, I don't know if that's what the piece is called, but that's what the music is.
Okay.
And it's Stravinsky, and it's a 13-minute romp through, like, a Technicolor forest.
Oh, my God, it's only 13 minutes?
Yeah.
Literally, my favorite dances are 15 minutes and less. Seriously.
Yeah, sometimes they're too long.
Most of the time, they're too long.
It's
opinions.
It's hard to pay attention to anything these days.
Amen.
Yeah.
The only thing I can pay attention to is like a pizza in front of my face. And I'll eat it.
I can do like a full Miranda Sings video before I'm like...
But they're all 1 minute.
Yeah, 1 to 4.
1 to 4.
That's a full 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
So much.
But yeah, I think it's our 8th set of designs for Justin.
Wow.
Not all for New York City Ballet, though. This is our 5th dance at New York City Ballet. And
you guys are doing it.
You know what's weird? We've been doing it for a while now. And suddenly, I think both of us are like, what's next?
Yeah.
We're feeling the what's next.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've talked about this in the past. You have some ideas. Are you willing to share right now? Or
of course.
Go on, then.
Well, because they're so incredibly vague.
Plant the seed of vagueness.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, something... you know, we've always wanted to do, and we studied, is women's wear design. Mm-hmm. So we're starting to actually take action, and we're draping some clothing that we'd like, or we'd like our friends to wear. You know, we're incorporating more clothing-inspired
pieces
in our costume design. Mm-hmm. So that's something we're starting to explore right now.
Yeah. The past couple of years, we've like slowly been building some clothing repertoire inside of the costume design, because it gives us that the ability to do that, like the time mm-hmm. to actually do that, because we get paid for that. So, and you know, we spend all of our time essentially doing costumes because it's sort of nonstop. Mm-hmm. But now we're trying to develop a small retail business. Because we're interested.
That's awesome.
And something new.
Oh, make me things.
We will.
Yeah, we get... we're getting more excited about making clothing.
Yeah.
For people to just wear.
And we want all of...
clothes to wear.
All of you beautiful dance people to do our modeling, catalog photos, mm-hmm. Instagram, what have you.
A face for radio.
Yes, that's what I have.
That's us.
That's so cool. Is there... I don't know, a designer right now that's particularly inspiring to you or anything like that? Or are you just like, everyone's garbage?
No.
We always enjoy Christoph Lemaire's collections.
I don't.
So good.
I'm ignorant.
It's clothes that you want to wear. Actually, you would love them, James.
Yeah.
They're very spacious and very chic. The fabrics are beautiful, very simple. I mean, there's not, it's like really, it's like well designed and well edited.
Yeah, it's very wearable, but just beautiful.
Yeah.
Clean, simple, but so beautiful and special. We've always admired Raf Simons. Mm-hmm. He's no longer at Dior, but we loved when he was there.
Yeah, and loved when he was at Jill Sander.
Oh, yeah. And right, Jill
we
Sander.
We love what's happening at Valentino.
Oh, my
They're
God.
They're so good, the two of them. We love... what's real? Oh, Gucci? Oh, Gucci.
The new Gucci
new
guy.
New Gucci's slaying.
The Gucci.
The Gucci.
Yeah, that's been fun to see that transformation happen so quickly.
It's really,
because
really
Because it
good.
Was not happening.
It was inconsistent
yeah.
with Frida, but this is really amazing.
Sorry, shade to Frida.
She's great. Love you, Frida.
We recently walked into the Valentina store and just, you know, looked through every... piece of clothing, the seams, the details.
And the Gucci store.
Oh, I meant the Gucci store, but we did go to both.
In the same afternoon. And then Bergdorf. Oh.
Scatter my asses at Bergdorf. My multiple asses.
And then there's a couple like people in the world of costume who we really like. Adeline Andre, the lady who does some of Alexei's dances.
Mm-hmm. She's so
she's
good.
Really, really good.
She's so good.
What numbers of his has she done?
She did Pictures at an Exhibition.
Oh, I like that's one of my favorite Ratman dances.
It's really grown on me.
Fun.
My favorite part is the three girls when they witch around.
Yes,
it's
on like parallel point shoes.
Yes,
so
gink,
good.
Gink,
yes.
Gink,
yes.
Gink.
Yes.
If you haven't seen this ballet, go to City Ballet and watch Pictures at an Exhibition. It's really
it's
good.
It's really good. She also did this full length for him at the Paris Opera, the name of which is not with me, but it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. She did a piece of his for the Miami City Ballet that's really beautiful. She's just good. She's like a couture designer in Paris, so
She's doing all right.
She's fine. And she, like, does bows in white jazz shoes, which mad respect.
Oh, white jazz shoes. I have a pair of white jazz shoes, and it makes me think of Meryl Ashley, former principal at New York City Ballet. And she wears white jazz shoes. So I went out and bought white jazz shoes.
Wow.
Army pants and flip-flops, kids. More Mean Girls references. I really am a homosexual.
I don't remember that either.
Well, I don't remember anything from that movie.
I saw Katie Heron wearing army pants and flip-flops. So I bought army pants and flip-flops.
Wow. All I remember from that movie is, like, I'm a cool mom. And then also Calteen bars.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And also, don't try to make fetch happen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, the list goes on.
You would know all the obscure ones.
I'm
though.
A 31-year-old gay man. It's just happening.
Mm-hmm. Anyhow. What next?
Costumes.
Should we ask questions about you?
Sure. My favorite subject.
Well, you're now a fashion designer as well, because I know you have a capsule collection being made at Print All Over Me in collaboration with Jeremy Jacob Schlangen.
They look really fun.
They look really fun.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really have anything to do with that, but it's like a...
Well, but Jeremy made the artwork.
Yeah.
And then did you pick the shapes of the clothes?
Nope.
What? So it's your name. You sold your name.
I sold my name.
Wow, you're like Diane von Furstenberg.
That's how famous you are.
Speaking of, I sat with DVF herself.
Oh,
she was sitting next to me at the gala. So we had our gala this past Monday, which was 2 days ago, and at the banquet dinner afterward, I was at the Vogue table. It was pretty mage.
Wow, who else was at it?
It was Hamish.
Was Mark Holgate there?
Hold on.
Oh.
It was DVF on my left. An Duong, you know the artist, former model An Duong. I didn't know who she was before, but now I do. She, Google that. Her name is spelled A-N-H space D-U-O-N-G.
Duong.
And I believe she's French, but the name sounds Asian, so I'm confused.
It's a very Vietnamese name.
Yeah.
Sure.
She might be French, French Vietnamese.
Vietnam was a French colony.
Well, they're...
Jeopardy.
Sleuthing. So she was fabulous and gorgeous and, like, really interesting. And her artwork, she does a lot of really interesting self-portraits. So Google that. And then on the other side of DVF was Hamish Bowles, who is a sassy queen. I really enjoyed chatting with him.
Was he wearing, like, a floral printed suit or something?
No, it was very tame, actually.
Oh.
Either that or I don't remember. But that was fun chatting with him. And then Amy Astley was on the other side. And she, I'm not sure if she still is or not, but she was the editor of Teen Vogue.
Oh.
And it was just people who really appreciated. It wasn't like society people who were like dressed up in like quinceañera dresses. You know, like.
What did DVF look amazing?
She looked gorgeous.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Her hair was like bigger than everything. It was so pretty. And she was so nice. She loved the costumes for the new Ratmansky dance.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, you have to email me pictures. And so she took my phone and put her email address in.
Whoa.
And I was like, Diane von Furstenberg just put her email
you
address
have
in my
direct email.
Yeah.
Did you do it already?
No, I
you,
didn't.
You
I know
ought,
I should
you
get
ought
on that.
To, yeah.
I ought to, yes.
Yeah. Before she forgets and then she just deletes your email when she's like, who's this person?
No, Diane, don't do it. So yeah, that was really, really weird
and
fun.
No. When she does menswear, maybe you'll, you know, help launch the line.
Yeah, definitely. Dream big, kids. Reach for the stars. Inspire. Mondays are hard. I'm just like a poster. So, what did you ask me?
Fashion.
Fashion.
Oh, well, you have Reno.
Oh yeah, I'm making booty shorts for ballet dancers. They're not for sale online, so you have to be in the know. Sorry. But they're very, like, short, you know, flattering-looking shorts for gentlemen.
Mm.
And they have your cute logo.
And they have a logo on the bum.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm doing things, you know, here and there, hither and thither.
What other questions do we have for you? My big question for you, which I feel like I say to you every time I see you, because when I'm not with you, I often find myself thinking about how important you are, but how you seem to have, like, no sense of that. But, like, I think culturally you're very important because of, like, who you are inside of the ABT community and the ballet world at large, because there's nobody else who...
Like you.
Yeah, there's nobody else like you in terms of their freedom and openness with their queerness.
Well, that really wasn't an option to me. Like, I never thought to myself, oh, I'm just going to, like, tamp it down, you know? Mm. The word tamp is really offensive.
Is that
me.
What you did to all those Oreos with that cake?
Tamp. So, but I just, like, I don't know. I just can't. I can't pretend that I'm, like, I don't want to say normal because that's a garbage word and it's not real.
I mean, did you have a moment when you started at Boston Ballet of being like, I better, like, cool it a little bit? No. Yeah,
but they, when the PR lady there, there was, like, a very local gay newspaper in Boston in the South End, and they wanted to do a piece on a company member. And so the PR woman came to me and said, hey, there's this gay publication that wants to do a story, and I thought of you, and and she was like, but I just want to make sure that you're okay with, like, publicly coming out like this. Like, once you're out, like, it's just what it is.
Right.
And that had never even occurred to me.
Yeah.
I mean, perhaps I'm just part of this new generation that, like, gives zero fucks about that, mm-hmm. or at least where I'm from, I don't care. I'm from the Union.
I mean, I do get that sense from, like, younger kids that they're like, oh, who cares? Like,
totally.
Lady Gaga has, like, allowed us to do this. She, like, opened the doors, and now we do whatever we want. But people who are, like, my age and my age adjacent, like, it's slightly different.
Yeah.
Like, I've never been terribly concerned about it, but I've also never been in the public eye in the way that you are. So I've just always been kind of, like, in awe of and so happy about the fact that you're not afraid at all.
Well, it would make me feel gross to just, like, not, I guess. I don't know. If I do have to be fairly present publicly with social media and stuff because it has been very beneficial to my ballet career, you know, opportunity-wise. So with all of that, it's really gross to me to, like, I guess, to shape a brand that isn't actually me. You know what I mean? So I have just not done that.
Wise wisdom.
I mean, it's not wisdom. It's just...
It's your personality.
What I feel is important to me.
Yeah.
But also, like, with... Everyone thinks all male ballet dancers must be gay, too. And so...
It's, like, so not the case.
It's so crazy because there's, like, three gays in ABT. You know? Like, it's so insane to me. And dancing doesn't make you gay. I think as a young kid, obviously I was interested in dance because, you know, I was fascinated by the, like, feminine element, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't like dancing made me gay. That's batshit.
Yeah. I saw a video the other day on YouTube that was like,
an audition on stage. The stage is not available for crossover or for use until half hour.
What kind of audition?
Again, the Met will be holding an audition on stage.
Opera?
The stage is not available for use as a crossover to walk through.
Sorry, we're in the theater, so there are announcements coming over the PA, and apparently there's an audition on stage for the Met Opera.
God, I'm so glad I brought my headshots.
God, I hope I get it.
Da-da-da-da-da. That also sounded like Jem. We are the Misfits.
Our songs are better. We're gonna get them.
Yeah. At any rate.
The 80s.
What was I saying?
Queer, queer, queer.
Queer, queer, this, that. You're so brave.
TNT. I'm so brave. Wow.
I was saying something.
Well,
what was I saying?
I don't know.
Oh, my poor fish brain.
But I have a question. Maybe it's wrong. I don't know. I have a question. I feel like ballet training is all kind of about tamping down. There's something about ballet training that makes people, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so how did that not affect you?
Because I didn't do ballet.
Oh.
I did jazz and tap. And
you're
acrobatic.
A jazzerina, too.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Like, so hard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I did ballet, like, once a week, you know? But, I mean, there's
just
discipline
natural.
In all dance. But the sobriety of ballet is so intense. And
that's a good word.
And also, like, men should be this way and women should be this way, right? That seems very strong in the yeah. is, well, the traditional yeah. ballet.
Classical ballet.
Totally. Classical ballet, yeah. yeah.
Well, and also, it's important to me to, I mean, I'm in ballet theater, emphasis on the theater, so we do so much yeah. story, and it's really, like, I need to be able to play Romeo, you know what I mean? I can't mm-hmm. go out there in, like, pink fishnets and be like, I'm Romeo, suffer, queens, you know? Like, that's just not...
I wish you could. Yeah.
That's just not... it's not only unacceptable in the role, in the story, but it's also not interesting to me because it's valuable to me to try and play a character and right. to change from role to role drastically. And yes, I will go to a Suzanne Bartsch party and wear platform heels, and I will live my life, but I will also try damn hard to make it look like I'm in love with Isabella, you know?
Acting.
Acting's so hard.
I don't do it.
It is so hard.
Really, you're good.
Yeah. It looks like you have fun with it.
Yeah.
I mean, it is fun.
Oh, but here's what I was going to say. I remembered.
Oh,
so I was watching YouTube. I got back on it. Because Miranda and, you know, Tyler.
Emmy.
The kids.
Yeah. And I saw some video that was like the men of Milwaukee Ballet or something. And this video is like all these guys like talking about how, you know, like being a ballet dancer doesn't mean that you're like a sissy. And being a ballet dancer doesn't mean that like no one ever said you're gay.
Yeah.
But essentially it was just all these guys like asserting their masculinity and being like, I started dancing because like my sister was a dancer and I went into the studio and blah 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 blah, and I was really into the girls. I'm just like, this story is so tired. Mm-hmm. We don't need to hear it anymore because like we're now at a place where it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It shouldn't matter like to try to get audiences to come to the ballet because like the boys are straight.
Mm-hmm.
And I just find that kind of like that discussion so offensive.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to hear it anymore. I just want people to like be who they are, and I don't need there to be like this sort of like defense mechanism that yeah. always pops up in ballet. Like, it's not all gay. It's not all gay. No, we know that. Of course not.
But the thing is, bringing attention to it like that makes it more of an issue than it was before.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like a real fan the flames moment, and it's like badgering the witness, you know, just like shut up.
It's so like hateful towards gays. And yeah. the irony is that like it's these like full queen directresses of like ballet companies who are like allowing these videos yeah. to be made.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You know, I really respect Kevin, like my boss, Kevin McKenzie, who's the director of ABT. And like I am alternative and I do whatever the tits I want outside of work. And I have never been like told to do otherwise.
Right.
You know? It's like a very open workplace, you know, like, and I feel like in a lot of companies that would not fly, you know?
Oh.
So I'm very, I don't want to say grateful because I shouldn't have to be grateful, but I can appreciate that it's
real. Yeah, you're
real.
You're fortunate to be in this situation.
Yeah. Look at us.
That was the topic I wanted to discuss.
It's all very interesting with Habio. Oh, so what's on the horizon? We're going to wrap this up, kids.
Okay.
All right, what's on the horizon after the City Ballet Project?
We have some things for Ballet X.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew Neenan pieces.
Oh, I'm in one of those,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
James, we're dressing
yeah.
you.
Yeah. So for Vail Dance Festival, allegedly, I'm in a dance. You know, the director of the festival hasn't told me yet, so I don't know.
Oh, well,
Matthew told us.
All right, so I guess I'm in one of the dances that you're dressing. So I look forward to that. What am I going to be? What's the Luke?
Something with colors.
Match.
Sheer, maybe.
We love a sheer. Yeah, we're getting into color, something that we didn't used to explore.
Mm-hmm.
Is that English? Didn't used to? No.
It's fine.
It's that we used to didn't.
Used to didn't. And
no, nope, not never. Cool.
What else?
Good question. Wait.
It's such a good question.
Geneva. We have a big dance, a full-length Pontus Lidberg in Geneva in a year. But we have to start going soon to do presentations, etc.
Geneva's not with the salami, right?
Genoa.
That's Genoa.
Genoa.
A place in Italy.
Genoa. Yeah. Salami's delicious.
I love
it's so
salami.
It
makes your breath
it.
So
like
bad.
It's very bad for you.
Why?
It's just like balls of fat and then pork.
That's delicious.
A lot of delicious things give you bad breath.
Like, oh my God.
Coffee.
Cheetos.
Oh,
Cheetos
so
are amazing.
Yeah.
There was a video on the Instagram, and it was a girl rubbing a Cheeto on her hand. She was like, this is the newest lip color. I'm so excited to try it out. And it's just orange on her hand, and then it cuts to her face, and she's just rubbing a Cheeto on her lips.
And then do her lips start bleeding?
No,
that's
it's
crazy.
It like cuts away, you know, it's like internet made. Mm-hmm. It was so good.
Did she end up with orange lips?
I don't remember. It's, wow. She's talking and she's rubbing a Cheeto on her face. I didn't care.
Way to get to the punchline.
It's like 12 seconds, you know? Like, Cheeto, 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 done.
Have you seen the corn video?
Oh my God.
Did you
so
cry?
Upsetting.
I'm like, no, I was like, I wanted to.
Help
I wanted
her.
To throw my phone away. I was like, the internet just forced me unknowingly to see Maymay.
It was shocking.
I was with Burr Johnson, dancer, choreographer, in North Carolina a couple weeks ago, and I was in the bathroom, and then all of a sudden, Burr, very out of character for him, was hysterically laughing, like uncontrollably weeping, and he's a very reserved fellow. And I was like, what on earth is happening? And I had a moment of like, he's lost his mind or he's crying. I don't know what's going on. So I got in the room, he's laughing, and he shows me this video. And I was like, are you kidding? This is not funny. This is so sad.
It's a little bit funny.
I mean,
it's very shocking, though.
But like, I sort of live for the idea.
Wow.
Like, I love corn so much.
Yeah.
And like, if I can put corn on a
drill.
For those of you who haven't seen this, this girl puts corn on a hand drill, like a Black
and
Decker electric drill. And so it spins when she pulls the trigger on the whoozy
what's
it.
She's not pulling the trigger.
Oh, she has a friend?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. That's why that happened.
An accomplice. So she's got her hair down. And corn is spinning. She's just banging her teeth on that ear of corn. Like
it's going to be really funny that, like, how fast she's eating this corn.
Yeah. I mean, that is my number one goal in life. Eat corn faster than everybody.
I'm so fast at it. I really am so fast.
I'm pretty good, too. And I could eat it clean.
Me,
really?
Too. But I eat it across,
yep,
across.
Me, too.
Typewriter?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's logic.
Yeah.
So this girl is spinning her corn, and her hair gets caught in the drill and starts rotating, and it rips off a huge chunk from her scalp.
No, like
right at the center.
Mm-hmm.
She has long, black, beautiful, like Asian girl hair.
Yeah.
And it gets caught. And
you just see, like, bare scalp.
Oh, my God.
It is vile.
It's like the size of two of those small apple bananas, you know? Do you know what those are? Those little bananas?
What the hell?
They're called
are
apple
bananas.
Like,
are.
If you want to put them side by side, put them, like, one on top of the other, it's, like, that shape and that size. It's quite a substantial amount of hair.
What's the craziest way to describe size?
I couldn't think the shape was unusual.
You know, like, two apple bananas?
Take 15 apple bananas steps back. Oh, the newborn was
like almost
four apple bananas long.
Almost as big as like a deodorant. Roberto Bolle uses Degree, in case any of you are wondering.
I'm going to sell it on eBay.
And he has like fully like drugstore shampoo in the shower, like from Italy,
like from like CVS brand, like CVS.
CVS, but with like full iridescent glitter on like the backdrop of the bottle.
Ah,
yeah.
Duh. I mean,
yeah,
duh.
Italy, hot pink and hot blue.
That hairspray, though.
What is it?
Extra.
It's literally so. We're still in Roberto's dressing room because it's quieter, and he has this very sort of off-brand looking hairspray. And it's called Extra.
Exclamation
literally,
point.
Literally, the letter X-T-R-A, exclamation point. And they're all sort of, like, different fonts. It's very, like, serial killer, like, decoupage note.
Yeah, the top one, which is maybe, like, the company that makes it, is, like, very formal. Like one of those stamps that you put into a seal on a letter in the olden days.
Like your ring seal?
Yeah,
like
family crest.
My coat of arms.
Yeah, like the nuns of the Santa Maria Novella would like stamp it into their potpourris.
And with that, I'm going to bid you adieu. This was episode 5 of The Stage Right Side with James Whiteside. Listen next week as we'll have another guest, and I don't know who it is yet, so simmer down. But this was so fun chatting with you guys. Follow Reed and Harriet on their various social media outlets. Just prattle them off.
We have reedandharriet.com, which is our website. We have reedbartleme.com, which is my website. We have Reed and Harriet, which is an Instagram handle.
Yep, at Reed and Harriet.
We have a Reed and Harriet Facebook, which is truly defunct at this point.
We've never used it. Just no updates ever. We need help.
And
with
then I'm
media.
Reed Bartleme on Instagram, and Harriet is.
I'm Harriet Jung.
No, you're not.
You can find
you're
me.
Miss Harriet.
Oh, Miss Harriet's.
Yes,
with
you
an
can,
S.
You can write yes with or an S.
What's the what's your AOL thing?
Lil X Satang.
Or the Red Knight. Was that what it was?
Red Knight 7 Queen.
Oh, you couldn't even get number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6.
No, they were taken.
I'm sorry.
7's not even like a lucky number for me.
Was the Red Knight your penis?
Gross. No, I don't know. I just thought it sounded like brooding and mysterious, so I chose it. Duh. All right. My stuff is at James B. Whiteside on Instagram and Twitter, Facebook.com/James Bruce Whiteside. Mm-hmm. Snapchat is James Bruce White, and JamesWhiteside.org is my website because I am what? An organization, honey. So that.
We don't have Twitter. Sorry, words aren't our thing.
Words are for.
Ballet dancers.
Exactly.
Celebrities.
Celibacy.
Yeah, celibacy. That's what words are for.
And this podcast is sponsored by celibacy. So tune in next week to find out about...
not having sex.
Bye.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.